Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 29th of March, and right now it's partly cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. We can expect temperature ranging from low of 26 to high of 31 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 35 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds supposed to be blowing at 5 to 25 kilometers per hour, which makes them breezy ones. And for later on, we can expect partly cloudy with fog overnight. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 34%. About All Is One, this year project within peace program Each One Teach One, founded by Anna Schmeckes, we talk shortly with two of the B-boys. Soha, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You came to Orville within the group Each One Teach One, that project, yeah? What is all about?
Each One Teach One is coordinated by Balu and Anne Schmeckes, who's working for the UNESCO. And our goal, or our project, is to fusion the hip-hop elements with Indian traditional arts.
That is your first visit here, yeah?
Yes.
How many of you are in the group?
Six. We are working with a Moham drummer group and and they have some dances as well, so we are going to make a performance, or we are trying to create a performance for Auroville and try to fusion the hip-hop elements with traditional Indian culture.
That is one goal, and the other goal is for peace, yeah? As far enough.
Of course. Of course, for harmony and peace. Three of us are dancers. We have one DJ who is... That's me. I'm a DJ and a dancer, so I do both.
At the same time?
Pardon?
At the same time?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, at the same time. You will see. And we have one MC as well.
Cool. For the 8 days, as far as I know, you will have a workshop also for, I think, who? Everybody or just some people?
Yes, there are open classes. We offer... workshops with MCing and b-boying, which is also known as breakdance, and everybody can come. Everybody is invited to come,
regardless the age, because there are some kids around in Oregon who are really curious. Also, children can come.
Of course, everybody can come.
And I think on 3rd there would be a performance in visitor center.
Yes, there will be a performance at the visitor center. That's right.
The third,
yes,
of April 20. 8 o'clock p.m.
in visitor center, and then you got also two performances in I think Pondicherry on the beach and in Aurodam.
And yes. Pondicherry on the beach is going to be on the 5th of April at 5:30, and then we're going to have a performance at the Aurodam Gallery in Pondicherry at on the 8th of April at 8 o'clock p.m.
What is your name?
Nico, hi.
Hi. Can you maybe shortly tell me what is Each One Teach One project, what is about?
The Each One Teach One project is leaded and founded by Anne Schmeckes a long time ago, and it's kind of a collaboration of people in Germany going out and sharing knowledge about hip-hop to create a culture exchange, I would say.
And to bring peace, yeah?
And to bring peace, for sure, yeah.
You've been here already?
No, it's the first time for me.
It's the first time. Anybody in the group that has been here? Because I know that you guys are coming since 2005.
Exactly, coming since 2005, but this group is all with starters, basically. There's one guy, this is our MC, called Jerry. He joined already a tour to South Africa. But so far for Auroville, it's for all of us, it's the first time except for Anna.
Yeah. And how can somebody join this project, Each One Teach One? And they need to be a German, or what is the criteria?
That's quite a good question, because we were kind of recruited by Anna. So in my case, I was giving workshops in Germany, and that was already an event thrown up by Each One Teach One. So she asked me if I would like it to come to Auroville and do also workshops. So as far as I know, you don't necessarily have to be German. Because our group anyway is based on many countries, but living in Germany. but also in South Africa, there are members which would share the workshops over there, for example. Mm. So I don't think there's kind of like an application or so. So it's more like,
being a peaceful guy and like to dance, yeah?
Yeah, basically. I think basically it's more that you have to bring something to like really to help the project to start exchange. So
like
be able to dance, to mm-hmm. be able to do lyrics or to rap or to so. And I think it's focused mainly on hip hop, even though if on the hip hop elements, even though if we have people like. Seeing themselves as artists, and we want to break out the box sometimes as well. So, but the main idea is like the hip hop connection, hip hop culture. Yeah.
Thanks for today.
Yeah.
On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Chiro Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in the International Zone, we will see Kalaripayattu, which is the oldest form of Oriental martial art, encapsulating Kerala's unique culture, mytho, historical heritage. Here, Kalari is considered as the arena where is a traditional psychopsychological disciplines practices of which cultivate mental, physical, and spiritual benefits. Resident Assembly Service informs us that the residents' gathering with the same agenda will be held one day earlier as it was announced and in a different location, so the new date for the gathering of residents is Kalabumi on Thursday, 5th of April, between 5 to 7:30 p.m. And we will still hear brief and informative presentations on economy, housing, education, land, planning, and participation on the selection process study group will also present the results of their work. Now let's go to some announcements. And on Saturday 31st, the new cycle kiosk at the Solar Kitchen will open its door. And within Earth Day celebration, there will be workshop training how to maintain your bicycle. Financial Service informs us that they will be closed on Monday, 2nd of April, for end financial year settlements. The Indian government has increased the service tax for flight tickets without prior information. Passengers flying from 1st of April should be prepared to pay approximately 10% of the ticket price on top at the airport. Auroville Health Center team informs us about the working hours, which is on all days except Sunday, and it is going like that. For doctor's consultation will be on morning 8:30 to 1 p.m. and in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3 p.m. from Monday to Friday. Lab and dressing will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and pharmacy also from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Auroville Health Center is closed after 5 p.m. daily and on Sundays and holidays. During the Kabir Festival, we can participate in a singing workshop with Nimisha, which would be an introduction to Kabir and folk tradition. Workshop will be held on 6, 7 and 8 of April between 10 a.m. to 12 at Tai Chi Hall Sharanga, and 15 people maximum can register with Morgan on 975-111-0486. After a wonderful lecture and discussion on 27th of March on the theory of assaultogenesis, the practice group is starting now. They will have their first meeting on Tuesday, 3rd of April from 3 to 5 p.m. at ARCA, the Red Door. Weekend is just around the corner, and also school holidays are a month away when the time of boredom in teenagers' heads creep up, so let us talk on party policy for Auroville. The Working Committee and Auroville Council have discussed the possible problems connected with organizing parties in Auroville. It was agreed that in the interest of Auroville, the Aurovillians and their guests, parties should not be held without security being organized. The following party policy was approved. Those organizing parties are requested to contact the Auroville Security Service, Ramesh, to provide security to their party so that uninvited people do not crash the party, people who spoil the party can be removed, and the local police is aware that security has been arranged and there is no need to patrol the area. If there is an objection to calling for the help of the Auroville Security Service, the organizer should make their own security arrangements and inform Auroville Security Service accordingly. Parties should not be held if no security arrangements have been made, and Auroville Council also recommends that the party host checks with the neighbors before the event. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see animation biography drama Persepolis, made in USA in 2007. And on Saturday they will screen international drama comedy romance Tortilla Soup. And on Sunday children could see animation adventure family at 4:30 p.m. Mulan, made in USA in 1998 by director Tony Bancroft. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, they will screen French drama, romance, mystery, last year at Marienbad, made in France in 1961 by director Alain Resnais. Visitor Center will screen tomorrow at 8 p.m. Steven Spielberg's drama, action, War Horse, made in 2011. And at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see the famous Habarat Maza, India is My Country. At the Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen animated drama The Man Who Planted Trees, and after the movie for the second birthday, Sadhana Haiti, they want to share with the community a presentation of Sadhana Forest Haiti and an online video question and answer session with the current volunteers in Haiti. Free Haiti dinner will be served afterward. In the Synthesis of Yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "If we are to be free in the spirit, if we are to be subject only to the Supreme Truth, we must discard the idea that our mental or moral laws are binding on the infinite, or that there can be anything sacrosanct, absolute or eternal even in the highest of our existing standards of conduct." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rnradio.org.